pasuk says Vayikra El Moshe Vayidab Hashem Eilom Mi'or Leimor Leimor. Hashem called to Moshe and he spoke to him Mi'or Leimor Leimor. Rashi comments on the second Rashi of Vayikra El Moshe says Hakol Hoylech Magir LaOznav, the voice emanated and went to the to his ears, but no one heard. Yochol says Rashi, I would think even for the Hafsokas there was a kriya. The parts for the Hafsokas where there's a hefsik in the parasha, where there's a break in the parasha. Kamalova Yidaber, the dibur hoyes a kriya v'loy Hafsokas. For the Deba that was Kriya, not for the Hafsokas. Uma yo Hafsokas Misham shows it in Rebbe, the motion is burning in parish to parish. So, we have to understand what does it mean for the Hafsokas. I would have said for the Hafsokas there should be a Kriya. Kamaloyim and the Deba. What's the connotation over here? So I saw Hashem Ramosha Feinstein's itself and he's safe for Kol Ram. There's a tremendous Yisoid over here. He says that I would think that for the Hafsokas there was a Kriya. What's the Hafsokas? The Hafsokas are things that a person has to go take care of. Meaning there are times that he's in the base medj, the Dibur is when Hashem speaks to Moshe, Hashem's learning with Moshe, teaching Moshe. There was a kriya for that. There was Hashem called out to Moshe for that. I would think even for the Hafsokas represent, according to Moshe Feinstein, to represent the times when a person has to leave the Beis Medrash and go out to take care of things that are important. Things that the Torah says you're allowed to be mevatel, things that the Torah says that you're allowed to be involved in and stop your learning for. I would think for that there was also a kriya because these are mitzvahs, these are things that are important. The things that you're allowed to stop your learning for. Mitzvahs, Maisim Tovim, everything. And yet the Rashi fears, oh no, only for the Dibur there was a Kriya to teach us the Yisoid with the Chazal Tilla tells in Moed Kohen Daftes. It's a Pasuk with the Chazal Darshan Moed Kohen Daftes V'chol Chafotzecho L'Yishubo, that nothing is equal to the level and to the greatness of a person sitting and learning Torah. And this is what the Torah wants to emphasize over Vayikra El Moshe, that the calling to Moshe, the calling of Lashon Chiba, a special calling, was only used when a Moshe was to teach Moshe, to learn with Moshe Rabbeinu. But when it came to the things that had to be done, which were tremendously important, things that have to get done, things that are important for things that you have to stop the learning for, whether it's Hatzolos Nefashos, whatever it is, still the emphasis of the Torah was that for this, in comparison to learning takes precedence. Learning is much higher. Learning has a certain importance that nothing in the world can come here is equal to. And Be'emes, this is a joy that we learn in this time of year also. The Chazal tell us, and that's how we end the Megillah. Chazal tell us, the last pasuk in the Megillah says that. In the Megillah here, the last pasuk says that. Yeish Mordechai Godol Mo'oid. Mordechai was very, very big. Yeish Mordechai Godol. Ki Mordechai Yehudim Mishnah Lamech HaChashvesh Begodol HaYehudim. He was great amongst the Yehudim. V'rotzu L'Ravechov. And V'rotzu L'Ravechov. Doi V'yish Toiv L'Yamoy. V'doi V'sholom L'chol Zaroi. He was... Mordechai was Godol. The end of the Megillah, he was his Mishnah Lamech HaChayesh. He was second to Achashverosh. Godol HaYehudim was great amongst the Yidden. But the Rotzoi the Roi Vechov. He was only Rotzoi to the Roi Vechov. Says Rashi, why only the Roy Vechad? After everything Mordechai did, he was only the Roy Vechad. Why says Rashi in the Megillah, Melameh, Shapir Shimeno Mitzah Sanhedrin. Some of the Sanhedrin were perish from him. Because he became curved to the Malchus and his bottle of Talmud. The fact that he was curved to Malchus is a great thing, but nothing can compare. And here Rashi is saying an emphasis. It could be that's in fact that when he was involved with everything going on at the time of the Megillah saving Klaizo, it was a tremendous thing. But after that, he should have went back to his learning. Sanhedrin said that it was more important that even though Mordechai was involved and doing great work for Klal Yisrael, but the fact that he could have been sitting and learning and teaching Klal Yisrael was something that the Sanhedrin held him accountable for, and therefore they were perish from Mordechai. They didn't want to have what to do with it. And this is a tremendous yisrael. We're not saying that we should distance it. That's not the point we're learning from here. But the point we're understanding is you have to understand what one word of Torah is, the importance of Torah, how powerful Torah is, how so tremendous the chashivas of Torah that the Gemara Darsh the Megillah Daf Tezayin Godel Talmud Torah Yosim Atzalos Nefashos, greater than Atzalos Nefashos learning Torah. And that doesn't mean to say that a person is learning Torah and Chas V'Shalom somebody else is drowning, says the Taz, or somebody else is going, you can save somebody's life. If you have to bevatal Torah for every mitzvah, especially Atzalos Nefashos was a tremendous mitzvah. But to understand that in the Nechshav Ve'ini Hashem, what's more chashuv in Hashem's eyes is the person sitting and learning that at that moment, and no matter what you do, it doesn't mean, and we're not talking about a person necessarily learning a full day. Whenever you're learning, the person has to realize that at that moment, the chibah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love and the endearment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has at that moment is so beyond our scope. We don't understand that when we're learning Hashem's Torah, it's such a high level, because the Torah is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's His desire, it's His words. And when a person delves into those words, he's being mizdabik, and it's Hashem's Ratzon be'etzem. Every mitzvah is just the words of the Torah that tell you to do that mitzvah. And that's what gives the chias to the mitzvah, the Chaim Volozhin says, the words itself. So when a person is actually learning the words and delving into them and thinking about them and trying to understand them, at that moment you're mamish with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You become one with Hashem. It's oneness with Hashem. There's no other time that a person can achieve that oneness. Through a mitzvah we connect to Hashem, the Dabeg. But at that moment when a person is learning the Torah, he becomes mamish one with Hashem. And that's why it's Vayikra, there's such an endearment that Hashem calls out to Moshe, because at that time when he's speaking to Moshe in words of Torah, there's a oneness that's being accomplished, and that's the calling to Moshe, Vayikra Moshe. Masha'enka for the Havsaka, even though the Havsaka is a necessity and you have to do it, it's important, and we learn Torah in order to do mitzvahs, but nothing can compare to the time that we're learning Torah. And this is not to tell us that we shouldn't do mitzvahs, we have to be involved in mitzvahs, but we should cherish the time of person that we're learning Torah. There's no greater moment in a person's life, there's no greater time in a person's life than the time he's learning Torah. Those times when a person's learning Torah, he has to realize those are the top moments of a person's life. Every time that he has the opportunity to chop a word of Torah, he can be on a subway and all around him he sees black. It's not because it's dark out only. There's black all around him, and all he sees are the white papers, white pages of his thing. That's the only white thing around. But he has to realize at that moment, if he opens up a safe on the subway and he takes out that moment, but say he's in a different world, he's in a different oilam. And he has to, that's the people that has to be so hush of a person. Precious the time. We don't realize. We think, okay, we have our Seder, whatever it is, whether he's a Ben Torah or whether he's a learning person, whether he's a working person. He has his times where, okay, I have my hours and I'm learning, I have more than I'm working, and I have my hours. It's a beautiful thing, it's an unbelievable thing. So cherish those moments. But the verse that we have to understand that every moment that we have, we're out of somewhere and we have nothing to do, Rabbi Sai. Take out a sefer and open it. Or if you don't have a sefer on, you think of a dvar Torah that you learn. And at that moment, Rabbi Sai, you're elevated into a different world. It's Vayikra El Moshe. At that moment, Hashem's calling to you, He's speaking to you. Like the Bavarshah, everybody always says over, what's the difference between tefillah and Torah, tefillah, we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is Hashem talks to us, and it's not just a stamp talk, it's Vayikra with an endearment. Hashem talks to you with an endearment, He's with you. So you could be mamish out there in just climb Mount Everest, at the top of Mount Everest, there's nothing around. You could be feel very, very high, but you're not going to feel the elevation of learning Torah Vayikra El Moshe at that moment. You could be, like I said, on the subway, all the way below the earth, in the subway, surrounded in a sea of black, and still you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could be walking the streets of Manhattan. Oh man, you better get out of there. But me walking the streets of Manhattan, and all of a sudden you think about a Dvar Torah, but say, Vayikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking to you with an endearment. Hashem's talking to you. You're mistabik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such an endearing, cherishing way. It's an unbelievable thing, Rabbi says. It's an unbelievable ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, this thing that Torah can be this cherishing moment. You would think that a person wants to learn Torah and to connect to God on the highest level. Okay, I got to put on my shtreimel and my bekacher and my garto, and I got to be in the mamish, in a shul or a base medrash, or maybe in Yerushalayim by the Kotel Maravi, and I got to be standing in that corner with the garto and mamish, and then I'm mamish elevated to this level of Hashem talking to me, and I'm cherished by Him, and I'm feeling that thing. Or I have to be mamish, you know, in some you know, fasting for 7 days straight, and then I have to go in like Esther when Kaylee came, go into the Melech HaKodesh HaKodesh, and that's how I can feel that cherish. No. At any point a person is sitting and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning Hashem's Torah, that means Hashem's talking to him. Hashem's Imam is telling him over his Torah. That's what we say every day in the Bracha. I'm a Lami Torah Lama Yisrael. What's it? I'm a Lami Torah Lama Yisrael. Bracha to Hashem, I'm a Lami Torah. What's Malami Torah? He gave us the Torah. It's Malami. No, every time we take out a sefer, every time we sit and learn, Hashem is talking. He's teaching us Torah. And there's a Harusha Shavu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the gears of Chayav Loshen Da Lifnei Miataloime. We know everybody has on their shul on the top of the Aron Kodesh by the Amud Da Lifnei Miataloime. That everybody knows. But there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Da Lifnei Miataloime. That when a person is learning Torah, he's mamish mit Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's with Hashem at that moment. I said, to Murid the Gechizik, a person feels all lost. He's walking in who knows where, and he feels, how can I handle myself in this place? He's in some supermarket surrounded by the whole ladies auxiliary club from the church, and he's who knows where, Rabbi Sai. How am I supposed to feel elevated, connected to this moment, Rabbi Sai? You know how? You start to say over Me'emasai Kuran as a Shema Ba'arvis. You start to say the Mishnah Arba Avos Nezikin. You start to think of a Dvar Torah. You start to think of Psukim. At that moment, you become elevated, Rabbi Sai. You go into a different level. You're not there anymore. You're not in Manhattan. You're not on the subway. You're not on a bus going from Flatbush Avenue down to Coney Island. You're not in a car, who knows what. You're in with the Rebbeinu Shloim, but Oyel Moyed, and Hashem's calling to you. Vayikra El Levi, Vayikra El Yankiv. He's calling you, He's cherishing you. We have something that in any moment of our lives, we can feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, you can love Hashem. How is this love expressed? How is this love brought out to the open? V'shinanta levanecha, v'shiftecha v'veisecha, v'lechtecha v'aderech, v'shachva v'kumecha. You're on your bed, Rabbi Sai, in your pajamas. Your pajamas you just bought at Walmart. So, you know, on the pajamas it says, Leo Smith, he made your pajamas. You're wearing those pajamas. Polka dotted, jail-like pajamas. And you're laying on your bed, Rabbi Sai. V'shachva, and you're lying in your bed, Rabbi Sai. And you feel so far from the Rebbeinu Shloim in those pajamas, and you're about to think of something that's no good. You want to feel the close of Hashem. You want to feel His calling. You think of a Torah, you think of a Gemara, you think of a Medrash, you think of a Pasuk. At that moment, where are you, boy? Say, with the Leo Smith pajamas, with the kangaroo on the front of the pajamas, where are you? You're by Oyo Moyed, Hashem's calling you, boy. Say, unbelievable physical, boy. Say, you're walking in the streets down Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, and all around you is, you don't want to say what's all around you. And your mamish feel down, dejected. This happened in the office, that happened in the office. You don't feel connected. All of a sudden you get a calling. How, Rabbi Sa'i, Vayikra Elevi? Because you start to think of it's about Torah, Rabbi Sa'i. It's not just a nice thing, okay, and now, changes the momentum. No, it's Vayikra El Moshe. You're by the Oil Moshe now, Hashem's calling you. He's calling out to you because you're Oisik in his Torah, Rabbi Sa'i. That's every moment of Torah. We should cherish it and feel it and use it, Rabbi Sa'i, to always feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We zikr to that matzah of staying close to Hashem all our lives.